disgusting. Doug just ate a grape from in his underpants.
No, he hasn't yet. I'm daring him to do it.
He's gonna.
What color was the grape?
Green.
What color is it now?
Green.
Brown.
Very funny. No, I'm being dared. I have a strong immune system, and the reason I have a strong immune system...
I can eat a grape out of my trousers.
Because I can eat...
Yeah, grapes out of your trousers.
I challenge you.
I feel like my third grade son. Eat the grape. Eat the grape.
I know. Yeah. I just want to see you prove it.
What?
Of course, then I'll feel terrible.
Eat
when
a
you get
grape
it.
That had gone down my back and into my pants and onto the floor. So now you want me to eat it, is that right?
Yes.
Notice none of us are asking how a grape went down his back, into his pants, and down on the floor.
I don't even want to know.
No, me either.
Never play this
game.
You
on these.
Eat it. Eat the grape.
Eat it.
Ew, he ate
oh,
it.
Disgusting.
You are filthy. Get out of here. You're retired. Get out.
I have a strong immune system.
So I see what Bill Bennett's doing.
Not anymore.
Your underwear.
Bill Bennett, you wouldn't want to touch anything that was in Bill Bennett's underwear.
Now, if one went down Bill Bennett's back and in his underwear, would you eat that grape?
Yeah. Somehow or other, I don't think Bill would have anybody standing around putting things into his whatever
this
it was.
This is actually a really good question. Which member of the Good Day crew would you rather eat a grape from their underwear?
Oh, that's not fair. You're going to win every time.
Right, you don't think Roberta would win that one, do you?
That's not a fair question.
I don't wear any, so mine would just fall right out.
Right.
It's a joke. Perfect. I wear underwear. I'm just teasing.
All right.
Can I take photos of you climbing in and out of a car, Jen?
Oh, man.
Only in New York when I'm clubbing with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
All right. So here's a...
look at Doug. Back to business.
Yeah, let's get back to business. This is Beyond Good Day at 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com. The essence of what we're doing on social media today as well. We'll check on that in a few moments. In the meantime, there's a story from New York that Richie, if he had delivered this, would know what the outcome for me would be. So I decided I would deliver this myself.
Okay.
The mother of a man who was struck by a New York City Police Department car during a chase has been sent a bill for $700 for the damage done to the police car.
Oh, goodness.
There's a story in the New York Daily News.
Don't tell me.
Tamron Robinson was killed around dawn after he tried to outrun officers who were chasing him through a housing project in Brooklyn. He was fleeing after being caught stealing stones from the grounds of this housing project.
Huh?
His mother, he was stealing... There was a construction project going on. He was stealing some of the rocks.
Okay.
Being used. You know, that's face, the stuff they put on the outside of the buildings.
Right.
So his mother says that she's now been ordered to pay the cost of repairing the car that killed her son. These people are still grieving, and they want, in essence, the insurance that came for their son to pay for damages to the police car that ran over him and killed him. The letter mailed to her son seeks $710 for property damage to a vehicle owned by the New York Police Department.
Unbelievable. Right. Who got to make that call or send that letter? Who is
threatens
that person?
To slap the family with a lawsuit if it isn't paid.
Hold on a minute, though. Hold on a minute. So, in the act of committing a crime, government property was damaged. The criminal is no longer alive, so they're going to the next of kin for the for the repayment. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Very well.
After being hit by the squad car, the son,
How old was the son? Is he a minor?
27.
Oh, okay.
Tamron Robinson is the young man. Slipped into a coma, never regained consciousness. He died 6 days later of blunt impact head injuries because the car ran over him. And apparently did a pretty good job of running over him.
Well, it knocked him down and he hit his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, he was working at a muffin shop, trying to make extra money selling things at pawn shops and to scrap dealers, and these paving stones were apparently one of the things that he was selling. Police Department's Internal Affairs Bureau is probing allegations that Robinson was deliberately mowed down by the police. Police did not return a call from the newspaper seeking a proper comment from them. No matter what this guy was guilty of, unless it was murder and they didn't know that, they saw him stealing some stones. The fact that they ran him over to stop him, he was unarmed. The fact that he died and they want $710, you know what you can do with your bill for $710, New York City Police? You can use it to wipe the place where my grave just came from.
Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock says this all the time. Stop running from the police.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It never is going to lead to anything good.
It's not good.
And I realize
but
that
in
when,
the
you're,
moment, who's
when you're 27, you're in the moment, and you get caught stealing stones, it seems like the thing to do.
Yeah.
And I've done it myself. But
run from the police when you're stealing something?
Well, not when I'm stealing something, but, you know, say there's a party and the police come and invade the party, you run.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it anymore than I'm 47.
Well, let's hope not.
But
I'm not inviting you over.
Right. Yeah. I'd still run at your house.
You need to in that neighborhood.
You know, it's just it never leads to a good thing. Never.
No. Nah. But I just think that there's something about it that just doesn't feel good. Any of it, frankly. So
I will tell you that one time a friend of mine and I were in a 71 Le Mans, and we got we were speeding, but got forced off the road by a car that ran a red light. Yeah. Had to drive off the road, and we mowed down a telephone pole, and they sent us the bill for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, Le Mans, man, what a piece of crap that thing was.
No. It was a great
Le Mans?
Car. 71 Le Mans? Yeah, with a 350.
Dude.
Oh, man, that thing was great.
Nah.
But it got cut in half.
But, by the way, that was the same platform that the Camaro was built on.
No. That was the Firebird. Yeah.
The Firebird?
Yeah, the Le Mans would have shared with the Malibu or the Chevelle.
All right, thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
14 past the hour. Do you have concerns about your heart? Do you have other people in your family about whose heart you are wondering, is this really, does this person have a good, strong heart? Do you come from a family that has heart health concerns? Because, you know, these problems can begin at a young age. By the time you're in your 40s like Richie is, or some people even in their 30s like Jennifer is, time you feel great, you're doing well, that's the time these problems develop with your heart. And one of the problems comes about as a result of not having enough of the right stuff to keep your cholesterol where it's supposed to be and keep your triglycerides where it's supposed to be. So here the folks from Cardiol come along with a free offer. Cardiol, along with a diet low in fat and cholesterol, can help you optimize your heart health and impress your doctor at your next checkup. Here's the special offer for Cardiol. You go online to cardiol.net/Doug, and you click on Dr. Ken's free trial offer. It's pretty easy to find. It's called free trial, Dr. Ken's free trial. When you go online, Cardiol, cardiol.net/Doug, and for shipping and handling, you get a 30-day supply. They are not charging you for the product, just try to get it to you, that's all. $8.95 is shipping and handling. 30 days of Cardiol, so you can see for yourself how your cholesterol levels come down. You want to keep them there. That's why you want to stay on Cardiol. 888-809-6424. You can call that number. But the most efficient way of doing it is to go to cardiol.net/Doug, D-O-U-G, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial for Cardiol.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Greenback dollar bill.
Story time now. Roberta Fasanelli on Beyond Good Day. Heck is this?
She looked at me.
Ray Charles singing about them greenbacks. Yeah, I want a green greenback.
Money.
I like this. Bill.
Ah, nice.
Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
All right, so what's the story, Roberta?
The story is, how many of us would like to earn 100,000 of those greenbacks every year? $100,000 income. That seems to be the goal for a lot of people. And in fact, 20% of U.S. households actually earned $100,000 or more in 2010, Doug, which is the last, you know, tax reporting time that we had. But the thing is that making $100,000 this year, you know, or last year or the year before, is not that big a deal anymore.
Nope.
Because $100,000 salary in 1990, you would have to be earning $172,000 in 2011.
It's one of the reasons why all this suspicious stuff about the wealthy and the definition of wealthy all that stuff is a really
And in fact, they say what cost you $100,000 in 1976 would cost you $381,000 today.
Yeah.
So almost four times as much.
So we need to take our salaries and get into a way back time machine.
Exactly. Exactly what you need to do. Just check the dates on the paper so that, like, you're not, you don't go back to 76 and you have something that says 2003 on it. You know, that wouldn't work very well. But that $100,000 mark, you know, is not that big a deal anymore. Healthcare costs going up 134% from 2000 to 2011. Though median incomes did rise 20% from 2001 to 2011, so in those last 10 years. But still, in this country, in 2010, the median household income, $50,000.
Really?
So it's all kind of like food for thought here.
Yeah, it is good. It's pretty interesting in reality how these things are all relative. Little piece of paper with that green chlorophyll all over it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Looked at me with that familiar desire. Eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, my name's Flo and you're on the right track. But look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have...
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Continues for Jennifer to get us focused on what her story is today.
Well, you know, Lance Armstrong has been in focus over the last couple of months, and that's because he was stripped of his titles, and he actually has a lifetime ban on doing his Tour de France because he opted not to fight again.
On taking the, winnings, in essence.
Correct.
He has to give
right,
it back.
Right.
Yeah.
He gave everything back. He gave back his titles, and because he didn't fight it, he's also been banned from ever competing again in the Tour de France. So, interesting stuff, but what I thought was kind of cool, well, not cool, it's actually not cool for him at all, but interesting to read, is that Emma O'Reilly, who worked with his team as a masseuse during the 90s, said that it wasn't seen necessarily as cheating. It was just part of the regime that these athletes went through. Lance Armstrong being one, but his whole entire
That'd
team.
That'd be like regime? The
regime. How do you say it? Regimen?
Regimen.
I always say it either way. It's tomato, tomato.
It works.
Okay.
Just pick on me all day long.
I promise never to do it again.
Leave the girl alone.
Yeah.
But this Emma O'Reilly, who was the masseuse, decided that she would talk to this anti-doping agency and kind of give a report about what it was like as a masseuse on this team. And she said that the word cheating was never used. They would just call this a medical program. But there were these little red flags that would go up, like doors being closed, little backdoor hush conversations between doctors and the riders. And you would know when people were using this medical program because in the hotel room she'd go in to give someone a massage and all the pictures would be down in the hotel room. Why, you ask? The pictures on the wall would come down because that's where they would hang
ugly
their
pictures?
Drips.
Oh.
No, they would hang the drip because I guess they take it intravenously. I didn't know that.
Oh.
So, interesting, huh? Now, it was a few times that she would overhear these conversations where they would talk about the types of drugs that they were giving Lance and his team members. But when the story broke probably a few years before Lance got in trouble, ultimately, I think it was in 1999, he was in trouble for testing positive for some drug. She was a part of this conversation where they actually, his doctors came up with this backdated prescription saying that Lance used cortisone for saddle sores that he had been given.
Huh.
I'm backing cortisone for saddle sores.
Saddle sores, which, I mean, it's legit, I guess. And I remember when that came out, he explained it all. Yes.
I think there's been too much made of this. It's about time for this to go away.
Here's the bottom line. If you start looking into the closet of any athlete that competed in the 80s or the early,
mid, late 90s,
you're going to find all this stuff.
You're going to find it on every single one of them.
And
so,
she said everybody did it, so it wasn't even considered cheating.
And it's just like I think Bud Selig is a jerk because He's like, we're going to get tough on people who, you know, didn't compete fairly. Dude, you were the ones telling them, we want more home runs.
Uh-huh.
We want more this. We want more records broken. We want to fill the seats. Do whatever you have to do to fill the seats. And then you sit up there on your high chair and you say, oh, but you can't do it with drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can't make $22 million unless, you know, you do something superhuman. It's ridiculous.
All right, why were...
Just to finish up on this, but that's what got me interested in this, is because the minute one person, one professional athlete starts to use, then everybody else has to almost.
Yeah,
it's
in order
just,
to compete.
It's a chain reaction, yeah.
There's a new bicycle, speaking of bicycles, made of cardboard that will change transportation habits all around the world.
You just stole my story.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I just thought it was tying into the bicycle
thing. Absolutely, it does, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, we can wait, and Mitch, I don't want to upset you. There's a lot to the story, actually. You can tell the story. This is a story. It's at DougStephan.com. The audience can be fully briefed.
It's so cool. A cardboard bicycle.
Yeah, think about it for a second. Imagine yourself riding a cardboard bicycle. That's where you can start. Use your imagination. Think about having a bike made out of cardboard. How would that work? Stories at DougStephan.com.
They're saying it could change the world.
And Richie is here to change the world in a moment on Good Day.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by Gary Johnson 2012.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Stephen, good day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug, Roberta, all here to keep you company, make you think about things. Here's something to think about in the before we get to Richie's story beyond good day. I'm interested in having you think about the ramifications of the debt that we have in our country. It's on a scale beyond comprehension. Local, state, and national debt, because of government overspending, is so out of control. And there are a lot of different things that are being done. I like the focus, you know, this documentary film about President Obama that is critical of him. I think it's called Obama 2016 or something like that. Right. So a bunch of churches have decided they were going to do sort of the same thing, in a sense, the movie theaters. And they're going to play the Obama film 2016. And the IRS has decided that it's going to challenge the tax status of these churches if, in fact, they do, if they play the movie. If the movie gets played at a church, the IRS is going to investigate whether or not the tax-exempt status is legit for the church. Who thinks that has merit? It's grossed about $34 million, this movie, by the way. It's done,
yeah, it's done pretty well.
It has an interview with his half-brother in Africa. And so the people behind the movie are creating a new distribution window. Play it in churches. But now it looks like if you do play it in churches...
I have a problem with churches being political outlets. Yeah. Even though they are basically already.
Yeah, I think, right. Well, the tax-exempt status in general for churches, you know, in Framingham, the churches get all of their driveways plowed out by the town. I've always objected to that. And then you hear stories about how much money the Vatican has underneath the catacombs. Never mind the fact they got aliens and space people there. But
allegedly.
Allegedly, right. But the fact that that these people would have the hooch to do it, or they'd threaten to do that. There are a lot of reasons for the churches not to have tax-exempt status, but it's so blatant. I guess that's kind
of,
isn't it?
The
Passion
of the Christ, that's how they did the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And it was wildly successful.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It was. Yeah.
So I could see why they would want to do this. But, yeah, when you basically start using churches as meeting places for political rallies, I don't know.
All right, so here's another item of interest when it comes to taxation. According to The Hill, which is the newspaper that basically covers what's going on in Congress and the Senate, right? It's sort of the Washington insider newspaper.
It's the inside the Beltway newspaper for what's going on in the Hill.
Capitol Hill employees owe $9 million in overdue taxes. The 4% of workers who owe taxes, that's 638 out of 18,000 employees. Do we find that egregious? Is it the national average? The people who work on the federal government's payroll? How is it? I guess I'm wondering how they don't have just regular deductions. Why the money wouldn't, like your check routine?
I'll tell you why. Because they are all consultants.
Ah.
And they get paid on the side by companies.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're talking about people, staffers, or whether they're talking about consultants.
This is a survey of Internal Revenue Service data among government workers. So I'm wondering if they government worker to worker, that
government worker should be a staffer, yeah.
A staffer that gets paid a regular salary and would have taxes.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, you can't walk around this area and swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant who works for a government agent. You know, you have all of your military companies, and you have all of your staffing companies. I have a friend who works for a company, and all he does is help the military go paperless.
Really?
That's all they do.
Yeah.
All right, and he's considered a government staffer, even though he's paid by a private consulting company.
All right, so now here's the third rung of this conversation about taxes, taxation, where we are in this model. And because there's been so much focus on Michigan this year, I thought this was especially poignant. A city in Michigan pleading with churches, schools, and hospitals for donations to help cover this staggering deficit in Mount Clemens, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit. Used to have a radio station there, WCAR. Good colors for Detroit, huh?
The car.
The mayor of Mount Clemens sent a letter out to 35 tax-exempt organizations asking them to voluntarily contribute to the general fund, which pays for fire, streetlights, roads, that kind of stuff. The city has drastically cut its expenses, faces a $1 million deficit, and they need to do something. These services that they utilize do not cost them, so we've asked them to help pay for things that they use. Makes sense, right? Fire, electric for the lights, that sort of thing, the roads. Mount Clemens, by the way, is about 25 miles northeast of Detroit. No taxes from 42% of the property in the town. 17,000 residents, 26 churches, a couple of hospitals, schools, headquarters of the county there. And if these properties were not exempt, they'd get $1 million in tax revenue that would wipe out the deficit. The property values in Michigan going down like a rock, because there's no jobs. What is unemployment? About 14% in Michigan, I think, because of the automobile industry moving out. Mount Clemens wants to increase its tax rate, but doesn't have taxpayer support. Gee, wonder how that could be. Anyway, so let's see. What else is there that goes to this? A perfect storm for all these communities, because the state does, like the federal government, they have unfunded mandates that they require all the time. And you hear states complaining about this, as you do towns. I mean, I I'm going to town meeting tonight in Framingham. One of the big things on the town meeting, on the warrant list is the requirement the state has made to pay for, I think it amounts to about $24 million worth of services. State says, you do it? Nope, we don't have any money. We're not going to do it. They say, if you don't, we'll withhold aid from you in other areas. So that's how they do it. It's all just a big shell game. It's a con game. It's a take it from here and put it over there, one pocket to the other pocket, around and around and around it goes. But you look at the recession and how it's hurt people. Why don't you just lay people off? Or have them work fewer hours? Or do something. One of the people to stand up is the Reverend Bill Davis, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Mount Clemens. The church wrote a check for $1,000. Officials, a few years ago asked the same thing, and that church was the only one that stood up. So twice the church stood up and said, okay, here's $1,000. They're the only ones so far who said, yeah, we'll help you out. So what happens under the circumstances to cities that have these problems in towns? What's your town like? What kind of shape is your community in? And if there were a move, if you're a church grower, if the town said we're going to have to get you to pay taxes, what's your reaction to that? 800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Maybe we put that up on our Twitter and Facebook page, Jennifer.
Sure.
You think that's a good question to ask?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. In a moment, Richie takes us down the street. Or actually, he and I will both talk about this brand new bicycle from an Israeli inventor.
It's fascinating.
Created a cardboard bicycle that'll be so cheap, it could change your life. It's coming up in a minute here on Good Day.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dead, Dad, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's Tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's Tires on Demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
So, you've heard us back and forth talking about this new bicycle that's been invented by an expert in designing automated mass production lines. An amateur cycling enthusiast who has toyed with the idea of making a bike from cardboard, Richie, for a long time, it would appear.
This guy's been working on this for 4 years. He's a 50-year-old automation designer. And he's also a cycling enthusiast. And he decided, okay, well, let's try and make a bike out of cardboard. And
I could do that.
Well, he really worked on getting the folds and the direction. Because, you know, cardboard is just pulp, paper pulp,
right?
Corrugated. To give it strength. So if you put the corrugation in a particular direction, it gives it more strength in that direction. So he worked for 4 years trying to manipulate and work on the direction of the cardboard, and he's finally got it. He says the bicycles are cheap to make. They're very light. They don't ever need to be adjusted or repaired. They have solid tires made of reconstituted rubber from old tires that will never puncture. He says that the bikes don't need any maintenance or adjustment. They use a car timing belt for a chain, and the tires don't need inflating, and they can last for 10 years.
A belt instead of a V-belt instead of a chain.
Instead of a chain, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do they construct the object that holds the V-belt, because that's where all the strain is. They can't make that out of cardboard.
He says there's no metal parts in this.
How
thing.
Do they
Everything
make
it? From recycled rubber or wood or paper.
Well, wood, I could imagine. If they made it, they could make a pulley out of wood.
And, well, it's basically it's cardboard. I mean, cardboard is just another form of broken down and rebuilt wood.
Do you feel safe on that, though, taking that on the road?
What does it have for tires?
It has just a thin rubber tire. No inner tube.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a rough ride.
Yeah.
But the thing is with this.
What if it rains?
Well, they're painted.
Oh.
It has paint over it to protect it from the thing.
But I would think, Jennifer's right. The worst part about this is going to be the ride. What's going to be your butt?
Well, but here's the thing.
Talk
let's
about
say
saddles.
Let's say you live in a poor country, an undeveloped country, where you have to walk 3 miles for water. And all of a sudden you have a bike. What would you rather do, walk or ride that uncomfortable bike?
Ride.
Okay. So, and that's part of his plan, is that he thinks that these things will be so cheap to make that they will be able to get them out to everybody. And not only does he think that they'll be so cheap to make, he thinks they'll be so cheap to make you will not have to ship the production over to China or wherever else you get slave labor.
Yeah.
That you will be able to put up factories in these undeveloped countries and give people jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will be cheap enough to build and produce the bikes that they'll have investors for it there. And not only does he believe that it'll be cheap enough, he thinks that people will be motivated to build the factories because of the green initiatives. So you get tax breaks, you get refunds for employees if you're building green jobs, and that's where they think a lot of the investment will come on this.
Yeah. So from the people in the news department, hold a good thought for this fellow and his idea. Cardboard bicycle can change the world. That story at DougStephan.com, the headlines from today's show. Here's another headline. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is there to help you if you're a veteran and help people in your family who are veterans, people who are friends of yours who are veterans. They are doing outstanding work with their programs. They help you process your claims if you're a vet. They help train you for a job if you're a vet, help you get medical care if you're a vet. So in order to help the Purple Heart Service Foundation help all these veterans, And they are looking for donations, and you can give them 100% tax-deductible donation by dialing 877-743-1631. Donate cars, boats, cash, whatever you have, 877-743-1631. Help them and help yourself.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And substance, all of that and more on display tonight for presidential debate number 2. And this is news that matters. Hofstra University, Long Island, New York. That's the venue tonight as President Obama and Mitt Romney engage in their second debate. This one, a town hall style format with questions from an audience of about 80 allegedly undecided voters. Now, you remember that first debate. Welcome, Governor. Go ahead and call me Jim.
Thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here with you, and I appreciate the chance to be with the president.
And basically, it was all downhill for President Obama from there, with Mitt Romney scoring a decisive victory, which has certainly been reflected in the polls. The president's campaign staff has promised a much more energetic performance tonight. One would have to assume Mitt Romney and his staff are preparing for that. How about some free advice on how to approach tonight's debate? Joe Anthony is a veteran acting coach. He says both men need to focus on being focused.
Focus would come from knowing who you're with, knowing what's at stake, and having a very clear sense of what you need to commit yourself to gain ground.
Anthony also says the president and Mitt Romney should keep the debate personal with stories about people they've met. What about nonverbal communication?
Body language is a direct result of the relationship you have to the place you're in, the person you're with, how you feel about the circumstances you're living under. Your body responds directly.
As we already mentioned, this is a town hall style debate, but there is a moderator ready to step in and follow up with questions, and CNN Candy Crowley is that moderator. She's knowledgeable, she's tough, and she's not going to remind anyone of Jim Lehrer. You remember Jim.
Yeah, I want to get to it, but all I want to do is
Jim is still trying to get a word in edgewise. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, stocks made some gains yesterday. The Dow up 95, closing at 13,424. S&P up 12, NASDAQ with a 20-point bump. Oil prices just about unchanged, losing a penny, settling at $91.85. More numbers for you. We have some good news, but a reason for the good news. What's the good news? An increase in retail sales last month. The government says overall retail sales were up 1.1% in September. Here's the reason for that good news.
Uh-oh. Don't pull it up. No.
Too late. And that's the reason retail sales went up to a large degree, a 2.3% rise in spending at gas stations. Retail sales of electronics and sales at appliance stores were also up in September, helped out by the release of Apple's iPhone 5. You see, there's always a reason. And finally, don't look now, but just 2 weeks from tomorrow, it'll be time for this again. That's right, trick or treat. Halloween will be here soon. So, which city do you think is the best city in the country to go trick or treating? Can we get some appropriate music here, please? That'll do nicely. Where were we? Oh, yes, the best city in the country to do some trick-or-treating. According to the real estate ranking service Zillow, it's San Francisco, followed by Boston, Honolulu, Seattle, and San Jose. That's your top five for trick-or-treating. Zillow says those five are the best because they are the safest, with the least amount of walking, and the most candy handed out. Speaking of candy, the average trick-or-treater averages about 90 pieces of candy in their Halloween haul, with 70% of parents saying they would prefer their kids receive less sweets and more non-candy treats. By the way, this poll was taken by the American Dental Association. You'd think they'd be in favor of too much candy, but no. The association has launched an effort called the Stop Zombie Mouth campaign that lets people dish out coupons for a free copy of the game Plants vs. Zombies instead of candy. You want kids to cut down on candy? This is what you do. Have somebody invent a candy wrapper that makes this sound when you tear into it.
Oh,
yes, that's the sound of a dental drill. No more candy for me. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.